now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Let's skip the appetizers this hour and dive right into this week's entree.
Yeah.
So the whole GOP candidate are contender number one, y'all. Because they showed up at last night debate talking about Donald Trump more than their own agenda. It was like watching Unsung, Sybil. It was like a documentary standing in the shadows of Trump. Contender number two, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is so arrogant, he's telling people, I can shoot somebody and still get votes. And he didn't show up for work yesterday. Oh, Republican Ferris Bueller had the day off. He's Shakes the Clown, Jay. Remember that movie? Contender number three, Cousin Nardo, for not knowing Chris Rock is hosting the Oscars. He's still calling Chris Rock Frank Gathers from Empire, y'all. Yep, he like calling actors by their character name. Mm-hmm. Glenn Turman, Cochise. Henry Winkler, The Fonz. Corinne Steffens, Super. Contender number four, Roland Bab Martin.
Build-A-Bear.
Thanks, Silver, for breaking that down for the fellas. Yep, the former Texans fan is now a Carolina Panthers fan, according to his Wikipedia, Silver. Yep, when Carolina Panthers beat the brakes off Arizona, and while Cam was doing the dab, Roland was doing the bab. Contender number five, Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer. He was so bad in that championship game, I heard the team made him catch an Uber back to Arizona. Did y'all hear that? He was throwing interceptions quicker than Twitter. What the hell does that mean? Just sound fast. Quicker than Twitter. Every time Costa threw an interception, they were like, Romo, he didn't. Romo, he didn't.
Every day.
Contender number five, Bristol Palin. Daughter of Trump's hype woman, Sarah Palin. Bristol making Bristol clean. She's tired of Tina Fey mocking her mom, y'all. Mm-hmm. Well, tell your mom to stop saying dumb shiggity and stay her ass home. Oh. She's the mom that stopped the fights at the PTA meeting, so. Mm-hmm. Contender number six, B.O.B. But going at Neil deGrasse Tyson. The world is flat. Somebody tell Dr. Pepper it's his soda that's flat. Contender number seven, Blake Griffin, who hurt his light-skinned hands punching a staffer, y'all. Oh, light-skinned man. He's a light-skinned man. He got light-skinned hands. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. They all the light-skinned hands. They don't make them like they used to do. Fragile knuckles. It doesn't count hitting a staffer. Where they do that at? Contender number eight, the Kardashians, for not being cool with Rob Kardashian's and Black China relationship, y'all. How the hell you deny Rob? He's Willy Wonka and y'all the chocolate factory. Kanye West, you are the Bama of the week. I don't even want to go into it. Why? Y'all know why. That Twitter tantrum he went on, and then we heard from the Amber Alert, but I heard they squashed the beef, and Amber Rose gave his album thumbs up.